All right, it's 3 o'clock again. Day late, so here we go. Quick college football rankings. Sorry about last week. Number 10, we're going to put Indiana. They looked good last week. They did. They looked pretty good against Ohio State, other than that part where they are down 35-7. But I think they're trending in the right direction. I really do, so I'm going to give them a lot of credit. Number 10, Indiana. Number 9, Northwestern. They're 5-0. They just beat Wisconsin. They've had a lot of close games. But they just shut out, basically shut out this Wisconsin team that you looked untouchable there for a little bit. Number 8, Florida. They've got some problems. They've got a lot of problems. Defensively, they haven't looked good. They looked a little sluggish against Vanderbilt from what I could see early on. So that's going to be some problems. Number 7, Texas A&M. They got throttled to Alabama. I don't think they should be in the top 6 for any reason. But they did beat Florida, so that's why they're ranked ahead of Florida. Number 6, BYU. They just won their game against North Alabama, I think it was. It was like 66-14, so I'll take them above the other guys undefeated, but not over number 5. Actually, number 5 between number 3. You can make a really good argument for all these teams, as they all have like one or two ranked wins. They all just kind of have a problem. Number 5, I'm going to put Clemson just because they've got the one loss. Wouldn't be their conference champion. And they just haven't looked good their last couple games. So they struggled against Syracuse until the second half. They struggled against Boston College till the second half. And they struggled and lost to Notre Dame. So we'll see how that goes. So number 5's where I've got Clemson for those reasons. Number 4, I've got Cincinnati. They just played their worst game, but they still won. UCF's a really good team, so I'm not going to take anything away from them too much, but number 4. Number 3, Ohio State. They look bad defensively. They look bad. They're building up a running attack, which looks good, but Justin Fields, I think, may have just gotten exposed a little bit on things that he does poorly, but I don't know if they play anybody good enough for the rest of the season to really expose Ohio State, so I think it's a walk in the park from here for Ohio State, maybe for except whenever they play Northwestern in the Big Ten championship game. Number 2, I'm going to take Notre Dame just because they had the bye, beat Clemson. They've been improving. They looked bad for a little bit. I've been hard on them, but Notre Dame number 2. And number 1, easiest one, they just won their last game against Kentucky by 60 points. It's Alabama. Alabama's, I think, probably just going to walk into a national championship game unless they lose to Auburn this week. So, see how the Iron Bowl goes. So, Alabama 1, Notre Dame 2, 3 Ohio State, 4 Cincinnati, 5 Clemson, 6 BYU, 7 Texas A&M, 8 Florida, 9 Northwestern, and 10 Indiana. That's my top 10 teams missing out. Coastal Carolina, Oregon, Oklahoma looks pretty solid. So does Iowa State. Marshall, you've got to put up there. I'm just doing this off the top of my head just to fill up a few more seconds. So enjoy the rest of your life. That's all I really had to say. Trying to get out under 4 minutes so I can eventually go to sleep. And you can move on to whatever it was you were doing before listening to this podcast. But appreciate the listen quite a bit. Till next time. See ya.